Hi, everyone. So the week of April 15th, we have the cycle of the 16-7. So this in tarot, the 16, is represented by the Tower card. So this energy has the potential, the 16 in general, has the potential to bring in some kind of greater wake-up call that we really need to pay attention to, that maybe we've been avoiding, maybe we've known that we need to make some modifications or some adjustments in this area. But this energy sort of comes in and it's sort of unavoidable. We can no longer avoid whatever this energy is trying to show us or to teach us about ourselves. So a lot of times when we're working with seven energy, it can bring in elements of holistic health, right? So body, mind, spirit, where is it that we feel disconnected in some area of our life, whether it's spiritually, whether, you know, mentally we have the mental chatter that kind of takes over and creates those storylines that, you know, have a life of their own sometimes and can create anxiety or distress at times when there really doesn't need to be that. So a lot of times, as we know, that mental chatter can, you know, take on a life of its own and go in and take us down a rabbit hole that we don't necessarily need to be going down. So when this energy comes through, it can say, find ways to, you know, pay attention to those stories. What's really happening in the situation? And how is it that, you know, you can manage whatever that is so that, you know, anxiety, depression, things that really are keeping you from moving forward or living your, you know, best life, don't take over when they don't need to, right? The other thing is with physical health, this can really come in and say, there might be some area in your life where you need to get something seen, get it, you know, address it, take a different lifestyle, something like that. Something that helps you to feel good in your body, right? It's not about what we look like. It's about how we feel, quality of life. And so if some area of your life, again, you know, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, or physically, is holding you back from living that best life, living that life of quality, then this is going to be an energy and potentially a week where you'll have to dive a little bit more deeply to see what is it that can help you to make those modifications to feel better, right? And with the seven energy, people who have strong placements of seven energy, a lot of times are very over-analytical. They can be really stuck in the mind and again, create those storylines that may not really reflect what's happening in the real world, right? So when we have a seven cycle, because humans in general have a tendency to overthink or to overanalyze or to create stories of a situation rather than just having the conversation to see what's really happening. And so this energy can push us to dive a little bit more deeply, get out of, you know, the monkey mind and really see what is happening in this present moment. What are we being presented with and what can we do with that presentation? So definitely this is going to be a week where if you feel called to take some time for solitude or self-soothing or self-care, this is such a great week to do that. Also, with some area of your life where you feel like you need some attention or some help, this is such a great time to reach out, seek a therapist, you know, seek medical guidance, you know, ask the professionals. This is not a week to bypass what you're feeling. This is definitely a time to dig a little bit deeper and get to the root cause of whatever it is. So holistic health is definitely coming up this week for our attention. And if there's some area that we need that greater wake-up call, this energy will likely bring it to us. And then, of course, it's up to us what we choose to do with that. The other thing is this is definitely a week for greater self-discovery. And so this can bring some things to light where it can help us to understand our situation better, whether it's with other people, whether it's, you know, our own desires, what we like, what we want, how to step into our own authenticity in this lifetime. The seven cycle helps us to do that. And because we have the vibration of the 16, it can be, again, sort of abrupt. There can be some area where we get greater clarity on where it is that we are not showing up authentically, where it is that we are not showing up to our greatest sort of soul's calling in this lifetime, where it is that maybe we are trying to fit in or, you know, modify who we are to fit other people's expectations. And so the 16 comes in and says, you came here for a specific purpose, to share your unique specific gifts, and to have this, to gain a greater understanding of yourself in this lifetime and your unique contributions. So this is an area potentially, and the 16 will show you where that is, that you're not sort of living up to that, right? Where you're not at the fullest potential of that, and where it is that maybe you're holding yourself back. The 16 comes in and gives you that wake-up call to start doing things a little bit differently, to really start to show up authentically. And the only way that we can truly show up authentically is if we know and understand ourselves, right? And so anytime we move through a seven cycle, it's always a perfect opportunity for greater self-discovery, to get to know ourselves better. And sometimes the only way to do that is through opportunities for solitude, right? Spending time with self. And it doesn't have to be, you know, weeks at a time, but it can be, you know, moments or, you know, whatever fits your schedule. But if you feel called to spend time with yourself at this time, definitely honor that. Definitely honor that, because it will give you greater insight into the inner workings of yourself. And then you can start to move from that space. This is a time for trusting yourself, right? The seven brings about this element of trust. So trusting yourself, trusting others, and trusting the universe. So there could be some area of life where maybe you have been not so trusting of your decisions, right? Because there's also an element of the seven that says, trust your intuition, go within, trust yourself, right? So in order to do that, we have to really go within, see what it is that, how we feel about a situation, right? And take what's, again, being presented to us, coupled with how we feel about something, how we truly feel about it internally, right? From that inner compass. And then marry the two to make our decision. And then when we make that decision, to trust the outcome of that decision, to trust that we have made the right decision in that moment, no matter how it turns out. And so you could find that there's some areas this week where you have to really trust yourself when it comes to making a decision, or when it, trust your gut instinct when it comes to, you know, some area of your holistic health in how to achieve, you know, the changes that you want to achieve, right? So you could see a lot coming in this week about trusting yourself, trusting others, trusting the universe, right? Trusting that what the universe sends us and what the universe takes away is for our highest good and the highest good of others. And also trusting others in how they show up and present to you is where they're at in this moment, right? And so that sometimes will alleviate the expectations or, again, the stories that we create in our mind. So a lot of self-reflection and a lot to sort of digest when it comes to ourselves, right? And our greater inner workings and the ability to, again, have that greater self-discovery this week is monumental. But we have to give ourselves the time to achieve that, right? So again, if you feel called for solitude this week, if you feel called for self-soothing, self-care, or again, if you have that gut feeling that you need to get something checked out or you want to make an appointment with a health professional, this is such a great week to do that. So I highly encourage you to definitely don't bypass that inner calling, right? That inner knowing. So a lot of beautiful energy this week, but again, it can bring that abrupt wake-up call where this is the week where we have to get serious about something, where we have to take action and make those modifications so that we can live that qualitative life. So I hope it's a beautiful week for you all. Take care. Bye for now.